Okay, so today we're diving into some pretty intense stuff.
Yeah.
It's all about cybersecurity, but not the kind you might think.
Right.
You know, not like your laptop getting hacked or your credit card info
No,
stolen.
no, no. This
It's
is
something much bigger.
way bigger.
It's industrial automation.
Industrial
Yeah,
automation.
you know, like controlling physical processes with computers. Like you think about it, factories, power grids, that kind of thing.
The stuff that makes the world go
Yeah,
around.
exactly. And the crazy part is how vulnerable these systems actually are.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty mind-blowing when you really get into it.
You sent me a bunch of material on this,
Yeah.
and it was kind of terrifying. I mean, the idea that hackers could just shut down an entire city
Well,
or cripple essential
and it's
services.
not just hackers and hoodies anymore.
Right.
You know, we're talking about nation states getting involved, aiming to disrupt entire economies.
It's like a whole different ball game
It is,
than
yeah.
just, you know, stealing your data.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that kind of blows my mind is like
Yeah.
these systems used to be isolated, almost analog in a way.
Right.
But now everything's connected for efficiency, data analysis, you
Of
know.
course, you got to optimize.
Right. It's like we've opened up this Pandora's box of vulnerabilities.
It's almost like, you know, you build a fortress and you think it's impenetrable,
Yeah.
but then you add all these little tunnels and bridges and
Back doors.
back doors, exactly, for convenience.
Right.
But you've also created all these new entry points for attackers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like every connection point becomes a potential
A
door.
door for them to walk
Yeah,
through.
for them to just walk right in.
And, you know, you've got to keep all those doors locked.
And with so many doors, it's a
It's
nightmare
overwhelming, yeah.
to keep track of.
And, you know, you were talking about ransomware attacks.
Yeah.
I mean, one successful ransomware attack can just
Oh, it can bring a factory to a standstill.
really, I
Absolutely.
mean, costing millions,
Oh, yeah, easily.
millions just from one attack. I mean, but is that really the worst of it?
Well, it depends.
I mean, because,
Depends what you value more.
I mean, you know, stealing data,
Sure.
like blueprints, secret formulas,
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like it'd be more valuable
They can.
than just shutting things down,
Oh,
right?
absolutely, in some cases.
So what happens when, you know, those things get into the wrong hands?
I mean, it's not just about money anymore. We're
Right.
talking about national security.
National security.
Absolutely.
So how do you even protect against something like that?
Well, I mean, you know, you brought up a good point.
Yeah.
Intellectual property theft, that's a huge concern. I mean,
Yeah.
we've seen cases where companies, they lose their competitive edge
Just like that?
because their trade secrets were stolen
Wow.
through these systems.
Through industrial automation systems.
Yeah, I mean, just look at Stuxnet.
Stuxnet, what's that?
Back in 2010, it was this attack.
Oh, I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, allegedly orchestrated by nation states, targeted Iran's nuclear program.
And it caused damage.
Significant physical damage, yeah,
Oh, wow.
to centrifuges.
To physical equipment.
Yeah, see,
It's not just data.
it's not just
It's
data.
the real world.
Exactly, the lines are blurred now.
So you're saying nation states are getting involved in this?
Oh, yeah, it's a growing concern.
That's scary.
I mean, they have the
They have
resources,
the money.
the motivation.
What's their motivation?
Well, you know, disrupting a power grid,
To cause chaos.
widespread panic. I
Yeah.
mean, it gives them leverage in geopolitical conflicts.
Right, to disrupt our lives.
Exactly.
Wow, so we've got these incredibly high stakes. But why are these systems so vulnerable in the first place?
Right.
I mean, is it just because they're connected to the internet?
Well, that's a big part of it,
Yeah.
but it's not the whole story.
Okay, what else is there?
A lot of these industrial automation systems, they rely on outdated technology.
Like what?
What we call legacy systems.
Legacy system.
It's like, imagine trying to secure a medieval castle
Okay.
with modern day security cameras.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It's just not going to cut it.
So it's like trying to install the latest antivirus software
Yeah.
on a computer running Windows 95.
Exactly.
It's just not built for today's threats.
The foundation is shaky,
Right.
and you're trying to build this, you know, high-tech security system on top of it.
It's not gonna work.
It's not going to be very effective.
So what do we do?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, there's a huge shortage
The shortage of what?
of cybersecurity professionals.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know cybersecurity is a hot field, but.
It is, but specifically in industrial automation.
So there aren't enough people who know how
Not even
to
close.
secure these systems?
It's a niche field, you see, and we
Yeah.
just haven't caught up with the demand.
So companies are just struggling. Oh, yeah, to find qualified people.
To even assess their vulnerabilities, let alone fix them.
It's like we're playing catch-up.
All the time.
While the threats are just getting more advanced.
Exponentially more advanced.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate to say it, but the bad guys, they're often one step ahead.
It's like a cat-and-mouse game.
It really is.
So what does this all mean for the average person?
That's the question, right?
Like, why should I care about industrial automation, cybersecurity?
Because it's not just about data anymore.
It affects our lives.
It's about our everyday lives.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. If the power grid goes down.
Oh, yeah.
If the water treatment plant gets hacked.
We're in trouble.
It's not just an inconvenience.
It's life or death.
It can be, yeah.
So what's the takeaway here?
The takeaway is this. Industrial automation, cybersecurity.
Yeah.
It's not just a technical issue anymore.
It's something bigger.
It's a matter of national and economic security.
It's a national security issue.
Absolutely.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that serious.
It is. And so.
So what can we do?
We need a multifaceted approach.
Okay. What do you mean?
Well, first off, we got to update those legacy systems.
Right. The Windows 95 computers.
Yeah. Get them up to speed.
Modernize.
Exactly.
Like, that's probably expensive.
It is, but it's an investment.
Yeah.
Then we need to invest in training.
Training who?
Cybersecurity professionals.
Get more people in that field.
Yeah. Specialize in industrial automation security.
Right. Because there's not enough of them.
Exactly.
And then what was the other thing?
Oh, international cooperation.
What do you mean?
We need to work together as a global community.
To deter these attacks.
Especially from nation states.
Right, because they're the ones with the resources.
Exactly.
So it's not just about firewalls and antivirus software.
No.
It's about governments and industries working together.
It's a collaborative effort.
And cybersecurity experts.
All hands on deck.
Yeah.
Because the stakes are just too high.
Wow. That's a lot bigger than I initially realized.
It is. It's a complex landscape.
Yeah.
But it's one we have to navigate.
For our own safety.
For our safety, for our economy, for our way of life.
So you've definitely given me a lot to think about.
Good.
And it makes you wonder, like...
Yeah.
What kind of world are we headed towards?
That's the question.
If we don't get a handle on this.
It's a question we all need to be asking.
It's a question for everyone.
For sure.
So thanks for coming on and breaking this all down.
You got it.
It's been really eye-opening.
Anytime.
For our listeners, be sure to check out the links in the show notes.
Yes, definitely.
To learn more about industrial automation, cybersecurity.
There's a ton of resources out there.
And yeah, stay safe out there.
Stay vigilant.
All right. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.